Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey Southeast Chapter of Score, here is your host, Michael Pappas. Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Every new business comes up against a lot of different challenges in the first few years. Some are harder than others to overcome. And I've cited these statistics many times on the show, but they bear repeating. About 20% of small businesses fail by the end of their first year. By the end of their fifth year, 50% go under. And by the end of the 10th year, only 20% of those businesses that were started 10 years ago still exist. With those survival rates, it's easy to see why folks face the first few years of business with trepidation. But many common business problems and challenges are actually fixable. Many times you'll find your need to take a step back, assess your pain points, and rethink your strategy. On today's show, I'd like to discuss the common challenges that small businesses may face, along with some tactical advice about how to fix them. What are those challenges? They are finding customers, increasing brand awareness, building an email list, lead generation, delighting customers, hiring talented people, managing workflow, financial planning, and scaling. This first challenge, finding customers, isn't just a small business problem. Well-known companies like Apple, Toyota, and McDonald's don't have their people sitting around waiting for leads to come in. That's right, even the biggest, most successful companies have people working hard every single day to find new customers. But for small businesses, the challenge is even more significant. How can you find new customers when you're not a household name? Plus, there are so many channels to focus on for acquisition, but how do you know what to prioritize? In addition, acquisition costs are incredibly high. As a small business, you may not have the same spending power as larger, more established businesses. In fact, according to a ProfitWell.com customer acquisition cost study, the cost of acquiring new customers has increased almost 60% over the past 6 years. If this is something you're struggling with, you're not alone. HubSpot.com reports 49% of companies report that customer acquisition is their primary marketing objective. How do you go about fixing this challenge? Finding customers starts with figuring out who your ideal customer is. Even with the best small business ideas, you can't just throw it out there and hope enough people will see it. In other words, spraying and praying doesn't work for anybody. You need to make sure you're spreading the word to the right people. Craft an idea of what your target customer looks like, what they do, and where they spend their time online by building buyer personas. That means getting the specific information about your target buyer. This will include demographics, as well as social, emotional, aspirational, and motivational qualities of the target buyer. You can get a free buyer persona guide and template from HubSpot.com, but it will mean giving them your information. This free guide will walk you through the process and provide customizable templates to fill out and create representations of your ideal customers. Why create templates? Creating very specific templates can dramatically improve your business results. It will help you begin creating content that caters specifically to your target demographic. And you can share it in the channels you know they're in with the messages you know they care about. Challenge number two, increasing brand awareness. If your customers don't know who you are, how will they buy from you? Statistics from a Binder.com state of branding report says in terms of success, 70% of brand managers say that building an audience is more valuable than direct sales. And because of this, marketers say that their primary goal for running marketing campaigns is building brand awareness. This focus is largely because building brand awareness helps generate trust with your audience, helps them associate your brand with your products and services, and those factors combined help drive sales and build a base of loyal customers. As a small brand, it can sometimes seem like today's biggest names seem to have popped up out of nowhere. How did they become a household name? How did they grow that quickly? Can your business grow like that too? Of course, most of these companies' hard work, failures, and rejections happen behind the scenes. But there are strategies for spreading the word about your brand and building an excellent reputation that you can start using right away. Here are some things you can do. There are many ways to spread brand awareness, but the three I'll touch on here are public relations, co-marketing, and blogging. Okay, public relations is less about paying for a spot in a news blog and more about focusing your voice and finding your place in the market. There is this great post on First Round Capital titled, Why Most Startups Don't Get Press. Go to review.firstround.com and search for the article. I think it will help you understand what startups and small businesses often get wrong about PR. The piece also includes some tactical tips on how to figure out who's covering your industry, building relationships, and working with reporters. You might try looking for some free public relations kits from the internet. They may be able to help you learn how to maximize your public relations efforts with inbound marketing and social media. Next, co-marketing. First, what is co-marketing? It's the process of growing two or more businesses at the same time by working together to share expertise with and offer value for their audiences. Partnering with another brand will help you inherit some of their image and reputation and create enthusiastic brand advocates outside your circle. It's a fantastic way to gain a large volume of new contacts alongside your organic marketing efforts. Last is blogging. Running a consistent, high-quality blog will also help you build brand awareness. It will help drive traffic to your website, and then you can convert that traffic into leads. And it also enables you to establish yourself as an authority in your industry and trust among your prospects. It'll also help you build an email list, which brings me to our next challenge, building an email list. To move prospects along the buyer's journey to eventually becoming customers, you need to build trust through consistent nurturing, stay top of mind, and continuously provide value. Marketers say that one of the best ways to do this is by getting prospects on your email list. Email marketing is still ranked as the most effective marketing channel. It has been reported that for every $1 you spend on email marketing, you can expect an average return of $36. In addition, a 2022 SalesCycle.com report states 59% of consumers say that marketing emails have directly influenced their purchasing decisions. Despite these statistics, the average email marketing database degrades by about 22.5% each year. That means it's your job to find ways to maintain and consistently add fresh, new email contacts to your list. But what people call building an email list is buying a list. And buying an email list is never a good idea. Let me repeat, never a good idea. Not only will your email deliverability and your IP, your internet protocol reputation be harmed, but it's also a waste of money. If your current strategy is to buy or rent email lists, it's time to regroup and find better places to put these resources. Here are some things you can do. Instead of buying or renting lists, build opt-in email lists. An opt-in email list is made up of subscribers who voluntarily give you their email address so you can send them emails. These customers are already interested, and interested customers are more likely to purchase, especially with nurturing. For interested customers, you need to start nurturing your relationship with them. The hope of opting in necessitates website functionality that captures their email address. You can achieve this with a form builder or other conversion tools. If you're not versed in this, it is best you find someone who is. Initially, it will probably be a contractor, but as your business grows, you should probably hire someone. You can also leverage social media platforms that you know your audience is already on, like Facebook or LinkedIn. You do this by creating enticing content that inspires them to sign up for your email list. The other piece of the puzzle is creating demand. As mentioned before, you can do this by creating great blog content and making it easy for people to subscribe. In turn, blogging will help you increase your online presence, build up search authority, and create evangelists for your content. You can also revive older lists that you think are mostly decayed. try creating an engaging opt-in message. Then send it to your old list, encouraging contacts who wish to re-opt in and promising to remove all contacts who don't respond. Growing your email list doesn't necessarily translate into increasing your list of sales qualified leads. Which brings me to the next challenge, lead generation. Another problem most small businesses share is lead generation, specifically generating enough leads to keep the sales team happy. Marketers also report that this is a top priority, but at the same time, they also indicate that lead generation is a key challenge that business leaders face. Given this, generating leads that are both high quantity and high quality is an important objective. A successful lead generation engine turns website visitors into prospective customers and provides a steady stream of sales prospects while you sleep. How would you go about creating lead generation? To make the lead generation process work for your business, you need to first optimize your existing website for conversions. Your website is the most essential tool you have for turning prospects into customers. Look through your website and ask yourself, do each of your web pages clearly guide visitors to take action, or do they leave them wondering what to do next? Do you use tools that automatically pull the submissions from your forms and put them into your contact database? Are you creating custom landing pages for every single campaign that you run? Do you have lead generation call to action, CTAs, on each of your blog posts? Do you have a blog at all? Prioritize the most popular pages on your website first. Most businesses have a few specific pages that bring in most of their traffic. Often the home page, the about page, the contact us page, and maybe one or two of your most popular blog posts. There is a post on HubSpot.com's blog page called How to Generate Leads from the Most Popular Pages on Your Website that will help you figure out which pages to prioritize and how to prioritize them. Then, implement conversion tools such as pop-ups, hello bars, and slideshows. Finally, be sure to take advantage of free lead management software and apps for startups. Affording marketing in general is a big challenge in and of itself. Finding and implementing the most robust free marketing tools can be a game changer. Challenge number 5 is delighting customers. Customer satisfaction is a great goal, but customer delight is even better. Positive service experiences entice customers to make additional purchases. And if you don't know, now you do, repeat loyal customers spend more. Satisfied customers engage in word-of-mouth marketing, helping you with free acquisitions, and it's cheaper to retain an existing satisfied customer than it is to acquire a new one. Unfortunately, as a small business, it can be tough to delight customers in the way they desire. A lack of employees or dedicated service teams to help customers can make it challenging to keep up and solve their issues. A lack of capital can make it challenging to create programs that customers enjoy, like loyalty programs. To achieve true customer delight so that your customers become promoters of your business, you must surpass expectations and deliver an unmatched experience. How do you do just that? It takes work to solve and continue solving problems for your customers in a way that turns them into raving fans. Here are some steps to get you in the right mindset. Understand why your customers choose you and what they need. Set concrete expectations at the start of the engagement. Deliver on those expectations and satisfy your customers' needs. Innovate how you provide unexpected extras that go above and beyond, and continue to measure satisfaction and improve the customer experience. When you understand your customers' needs, expectations, and cater to their desires, it will pay off. You will reduce customer churn and instead inspire loyalty. Challenge number 6, hiring talented people. CNBC did a study of problems facing a small business. 52% of the respondents stated that the most significant problem facing small businesses was labor quality. A tough statistic to consider, especially since most of the challenges on this list I'm laying out can't be overcome without a fantastic team that understands business goals and can work together to meet them. Not only that, but 76% of HR recruiting staff say attracting quality candidates is their biggest challenge. In addition, according to the Society of Human Resource Management, SHRM, the cost of onboarding a new employee can average more than $4,000. If you have a small budget, this is a troubling number. And if you have high employee turnover, you're spending more money hiring talent than you would like. What can be done to fix this? It's easy to hire with a short-term mindset. Send out a job description, screen applicants, and make a decision. But because of the high cost of hiring, it's crucial to invest a significant amount of time in the hiring process. Don't settle for good employees when you can find great ones, even if it takes longer. It's the great employees that will help your company get to the next level. Just like you create your buyer personas for your customers, create candidate personas for your job candidates. Your personas should be different for each role you're hiring for, but will share some underlying traits about company culture. Next, take ownership of attracting candidates to your company's brand and make them interested in learning more. This will help you build a recruiting pipeline that will give hiring the same predictability as sales. Then, turn those leads into applicants. Employer brand also plays a significant and critical role in hiring and attracting top talent. Well-regarded brands can bring down training expenses as much as 50%. Plus, 50% of employers and businesses with strong employer brand report more qualified applicants. This helps potential candidates feel excited about the possibility of working for a brand with an established presence. Also, the employees that you do have will feel proud of the work that they're doing and proud to represent your business. Focusing on branding to help you attract top talent will pay off. According to a LinkedIn study, strong branding is associated with a 28% reduction in organizational turnover. Now for challenge number 7. Managing workflow. Once you have the people to make the magic happen, the next challenge is managing workflow. You want to ensure that your team has the processes and tools to do good work and do it efficiently. At the same time, you can't be everywhere at once as a business leader. So how do you focus on the business while ensuring that everyone working in the business has what they need? This is why a common challenge for small businesses is effectively managing workflow, especially as your business scales. The good news is that when done right, it does pay off. One statistic on a PreppyBiz blog on 2022 workflow automation statistics stated that marketing automation can bring in more than 400% revenue increment. So how do you go about managing workflow? The best way is to diagnose the roadblocks your teams face and increase efficiency by creating ways for them to provide feedback. You can do this through employee satisfaction surveys. You have customer satisfaction surveys, why not employees? Frequent one-on-one meetings with direct reports. Ensuring your direct reports implement one-on-one meetings with their direct reports. Occasional skip-level meetings. Asking about threats in the business and issues that give them the most pain in their roles. Finding the commonalities in the feedback you receive and the bottlenecks. Understanding how your employees feel and any roadblocks they may face will help you identify areas that would benefit from automation. As I mentioned, implementing time-saving strategies can be a significant benefit to improving performance and achieving overall business success. Now for challenge number 8, financial planning. More resources increase ability, efficiency, and quality. Unfortunately, access to many of these resources comes through having capital. But in a Guidant.com 2022 study of small business trends report, small businesses reported that a lack of capital or cash flow was their number one challenge. In addition, small business loan approval at big banks is significantly low, 13.5% as of March 2021. Given this, financial planning with limited resources and a fixed budget can be complex for small businesses. How to fix it? While every business will be different, it can be done. You'll want to use business credit wisely, cut costs where possible, and manage cash flow by staying on top of invoices and bookkeeping. Business accountants and financial advisors can help you analyze your financial situation and help you make good decisions. Now the last challenge, scaling. According to Nick Rellis, co-founder and CEO of Drizly, there's this mix of building scalability early versus doing what you have to do to get things done. This is the tricky one, especially since every situation is different. You'll see this problem arise in all areas of business, in product development, in marketing and content creation, in hiring, and in so on. For example, many business executives will push growth at all costs. But if you grow your company too quickly, you'll find yourself having to hire quickly. That directly feeds into the small business challenge of finding and hiring top quality talent. In addition, you may land a large client that makes you feel hopeful for the future, but it then becomes difficult to keep up with their needs. Because of this, a small business challenge is being able to scale and manage the side effects that come with scaling. How to fix it? Unfortunately, there's no perfect answer here. Depending upon where you are in the business lifecycle, says Rellis, the scale will tip one way or the other, but I do think you need both at different times. What it comes down to is not obsessing over every detail, but the right details. Closely monitoring product perfection, for example, may not be as important as doing so over customer service. It's better to put your fears aside and launch a product that isn't perfect because you can always update and improve it. After all, once your products are in the hands of the customers, you can learn much more quickly what is working and what isn't. Obsessing over customer service, however, is worth the extra effort. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos put it well in a 2016 letter to shareholders, quote, "There are many ways to center a business. You can be competitor-focused, you can be product-focused, you can be technology-focused, you can be business model-focused, and there are more. But in my view, obsessive customer focus is by far the most protective of day one vitality." Day one is what he refers to as a period of growth and innovation, whereas he says day two is stasis, irrelevance, and slow demise. As you likely experience on an almost daily basis, the challenges business face are almost never ending. And that hasn't changed in 2022, even with the pandemic finally slowing down, not to mention the changing landscape of the business world. However, that doesn't mean you can't prepare for small business challenges that are bound to pop up, no matter your business's industry. In fact, the best way to face all business challenges is to anticipate them and be ready. The problems faced by small businesses are considerable. One of the worst things a would-be owner can do is to go into business without considering the challenges ahead. On the other hand, a competitive drive is often one of the reasons people start their own business. Every challenge represents another opportunity to compete. As rewarding as it can be, nobody ever said that running a small business was easy. Most of the issues that face startups have solutions. When you decide to start a business, understand the small business challenges and their possible solutions. If you're consistent, you will succeed in the end. It is essential to know that all popular brands went through some sort of these challenges before becoming household names. What's more, your competitors are also facing problems. Your response to these challenges is what differentiates your business. While these are just a few of many business challenges facing small businesses every day, there are many others out there. Many of them can be planned for and mitigated with the proper planning and strategy. For most challenges, there's a workable solution. Don't give up. If you'd like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying, so long until then. For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit southeastnj.score.org. southeastnj.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.